the country has faced since the 1980 war with Iraq. Oilers survived Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, but it took a comeback in regulation and a big goal in overtime to get the 5-4 win over the Panthers. Game 5 goes Saturday in Edmonton. And it's Friday the 13th, and even if you don't think you're superstitious, a lot of psychologists say the whole thing does mess with our heads a bit. It's correlation theory, which is the tendency to make connections between unrelated things. So spilling coffee on yourself today gets blamed on the fact that it's an unlucky day.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The first play of the $1,000 minute on the way at 735, and it is Dad's Week. So it's dads that get to play this round of the $1,000 minute. Up for grabs, obviously, the money and a dad's prize pack. So good luck. The answer to question one is Jason Voorhees. Jason Voorhees from the Friday the 13th movies.
Makes a lot of sense today.
We'll also find out what is the most commonly held superstition in Vancouver. First, though, it's Celine Dion on Move 1035. Good morning.
Up with the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
As he's gone,
say, we can do it our way. And if love's just a game, then come and play.
Sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever. Wait.
Yeah, bumps on rocks.
Sometimes I feel so lonely. Feels like there is no one around to hold me. And my head gets dark and heavy. But then I see your face. And I can only hope for the best. One step at a time, oh, you take me. You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. 'Cause I need you like the flowers need the rain. I need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you're like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now. From your violence, but now I won't run away. You take the doll and make it vibrant. I could stay forever, baby. And I can only hope for the best. And I can only breathe with my chest. One step at a time, oh, you take me. You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. No, no, no. 'Cause I need you like the flower. Sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever. Wait. Oh, 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 oh. One step at a time, will you take me? You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. I need you like the flowers need the rain. Need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away.
Preston Pablo on Move 103.5. Good morning. It is Friday the 13th. The only Friday the 13th of 2025.
What's going on there?
It's spooky. Ooh, spooky very, business.
Very spooky.
Mm-hmm. Spooky business, spooky business, spooky business. What is the most commonly held superstition in Vancouver? Are there anything, Nat, you're not terribly superstitious at all, are you?
Like, not at all.
You'll do anything?
I'll do anything. I'll do anything, particularly for money.
Yeah?
Anyway.
You'll smash mirrors.
Smash mirrors.
You'll walk under all the ladders.
Yeah, yeah.
What cuddle all the black cats.
Oh, my God. Definitely cuddle all the black cats.
Aaron, you're a little more superstitious than that.
Very.
Very?
Very.
I'm going to pull you under a ladder with me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't walk under ladders. And if there's like someone's cleaning windows downtown or whatever, I will go around No.
I mean, I will do that for safety in the sense of if they have it taped off, like an area where you're not supposed to walk, mm-hmm. I wouldn't, go through.
I'm going to walk under this ladder.
Just purposefully.
Exactly. No. I'm going to do it.
I'm just, but like if there was a ladder that was like, and you, the only way around was to go under, then I would go under.
Same. I have no issue with that. But according to a poll that we ran on our Instagram, avoiding ladders and refusing to walk under ladders, second most commonly held superstition in Vancouver.
Because people are smart.
Are there a lot of ladder deaths? Or I guess it's like, is it bad luck after you've walked under the ladder? Is that what it is?
So it's hard to track.
It brings bad luck is the superstition.
That's it.
But it is the second most commonly followed or held superstition in the city, according to our poll.
Can I guess what number one is?
Sure.
Is it opening up an umbrella inside?
It is not, although that would make sense. Yes, that would make sense.
Step on a crack, break your mother's back?
It is, no.
Did you never step on a crack when you were a kid?
Never. I still think about it to this day.
Even when you were mad at your mom? Yeah,
no, it seemed easy to just crack her back, but no, I didn't.
You could just see like 8-year-old Erin really mad at her mom and just going out on the sidewalk. I'm going.
Come on, I had freckles. I was so cute.
The most commonly, according to our poll, the most commonly held superstition, the thing people do to actually ward off bad luck is touching wood. Now, I just did that to something that I'm not sure is wood at all.
No, nothing is ever full wood anymore. That's the thing.
Press board or whatever.
You have to look hard.
But it overwhelmingly was number one. If people say something to avoid jinxing themselves, they instantly try to look around and try to find wood to touch.
Okay, yeah. My mom is actually superstitious a little. And I don't know whether it's just stuff that was passed down from her mom. So it's just like one of those, like, you don't put, if you buy new shoes and you bring new shoes into the house and you would put them on the table, my mom would lose it.
Yeah.
You don't put shoes on the table.
Yeah.
And then if you drop a fork or you drop a knife, that would indicate you're going to have a visitor. And I can't remember which is which, but one would be like, oh, that's going to be like, it's going to be a male visitor or it's going to be a female visitor. There was like tons of them. Yeah.
My parents weren't superstitious either. So sorry, the shoes on the counter thing had more to do with it, that it would bring bad luck than it's just shoes on the table.
So the idea is like, because it would always be new shoes. You brought new shoes, you brought them home. So they're clean, but you don't put them on the table because, again, that's bad luck.
Bad luck.
It's bad luck because, and Steve still gets mad about this with me because I sometimes do this, because, in days gone by, when somebody died, they would be laid on a table in the kitchen or in the room, and they'd have their new shoes or their nice shoes.
Oh, wow. That's the origin of it.
That's the origin.
But would they be just naked with new shoes?
No, they'd be fully dressed and dead.
Well, I know. But nobody freaks out. My point is nobody freaks out about pants on the table or
about shoes.
Shirt on the table.
Get your pants off the table. Something completely different altogether.
La, 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 la. Number one streaming app for radio, including iHeart Pride Canada, with nothing but Pride hits and party anthems, plus personalized and curated playlists like Back in the Day Pride. Take Pride with you anytime, anywhere. Ask your smart speaker to play iHeart Pride Canada.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G Plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
An all-new Sullivan's Crossing, Sunday at 7 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
The biggest songs in the world. You've heard them countless times. Now, learn the details of how they came to be. Join Ruby Carr for Encore, the stories behind the songs you love. New interviews and newly unearthed archive footage make for a fascinating weekly deep dive. Stream Encore, the stories behind the songs you love on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Yes. At White Spot, we're proud to be BC's spot to celebrate Dad and his epic stories. There's no better place for Dad to gather the family for some great food and a nostalgic tale. Like when Dad rocked a mullet and shredded the streets on his BMX. Or how he got the high score at the local arcade. How about when he mastered swapping CDs in his Discman without leaving a single scratch? And yes, no one wore the matching family tracksuit quite like Dad. We hear you, Dad. You're legendary. White Spot. We'll see you soon.
Hero Home Care presents Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
One hero that could be anywhere is Camouflage Carl.
Camouflage.
Shh, he could be in the room right now. Oof, I prefer heroes that stand out, like the heroes at Hero Home Care.
Right, because whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
Yes, and that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers. Gotcha, Carl.
That's a floor lamp.
Right, he did seem a tad svelte.
Hero!
Homecare.ca.
It's back, and it's big. Monster Days at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments. We're roaring for the whole month of June with all sorts of in-store and online specials. And 6 months, no-interest financing. Plus, special events every Saturday, including half-price rental day and customer appreciation day. Monster Days, all month long, only at Long & McQuaid.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to longandmcquaid.com to find out more.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's Mike from You Move Me with another customer review.
We really enjoyed reading this one from Mark in Vancouver. Excellent crew, great communication, thoughtful packing, and they knew how to organize items efficiently in the pod. Even offered to pick us up a coffee. Thanks for choosing You Move Me, Mark. We believe mornings are better with coffee.
There are nearly 3,000 You Move Me reviews you can read online anytime. See why You Move Me is the home of your best move ever. YouMoveMe.com.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of money being sucked out of our home. Time to upgrade our windows, doors, and insulation.
That sounds expensive.
What's expensive is paying for heating and cooling that just leaks outside. With high-efficiency upgrades, we'll use less energy, which could help reduce overall greenhouse gas emissions. Plus, we'll save money with FortisBC's rebates.
Rebates? Did you hear that?
Visit FortisBC.com/rebates to discover all our go-ahead
rebates
to help conserve energy in your home. Energy for a better BC.
Only Crave brings you the next great animated series for adults. Starring Canadian legends Kobe Smulders and Will Arnett.
Super Team Canada, let's roll!
Super Team Canada! New series, stream now! Only on Crave. Proudly Canadian, eh?
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for BC One Call. Remember to click or call before you dig. Visit bc1.bc1call.ca to find out what's below. Looking good this morning. Wow, it's been a nice Friday morning so far. We've got very little action out there at all. Volume lighter than usual. It's a Friday, so it's quiet. Westbound Port Manson volume there. Northbound Alex Fraser. And it's looking good. Traffic is for Shoppers Drug Mart. Get 20,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart when you open your PC Optimum app, shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value on now. Condition in app. We've got clouds ahead today, but sunny breaks tomorrow and then more sun on Sunday. The high today, 18, right now 13 degrees. Taylor and Travis had a date night at the Edmonton, Florida game. Details in what's trending.
7:35 is when Dad Week continues on the $1,000 Minute, too. Here's Michael Jackson. Unmoved.
Being a color.
Unmoved, 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Look who showed up at the Oilers game.
What's trending?
Edmonton tied up their series and won 5-4 in overtime last night in Florida. Florida. The singer of that song called Florida, Taylor Swift, was there with Travis Kelce to see it all. We are used to seeing Taylor at NFL games, of course. Excuse me. Don't think we've ever seen her at an NHL game before. She and Travis arrived by helicopter, of course, sat in one of the luxury suites, sat with Wayne Gretzky for part of the game. Wayne was sitting next to Taylor, there were other parts of the game. She seemed to be really interactive with some other fans who were sitting on either side and taking pictures and signing autographs mm-hmm. and doing that kind of thing.
Were they in a box, or weren't they in a box, or was it seats? Or
yeah, luxury suites.
Luxury. Okay. So was it Wayne Gretzky's box? Do we know that?
I don't know that because I don't think Wayne was there the whole time. There were parts of the game where she was with Wayne and there were parts that she was not. So I'm not sure exactly what the connection is. Like I'm pretty sure Travis is a hockey fan.
Right.
But I don't know whether they have any personal connections to any players, who were on the ice last night or whether they just wanted to go watch a kick-ass hockey game.
Mm-hmm. And maybe Wayne found out they were there and went to join them.
I'm sure.
Do you know what I mean?
He didn't know in advance. That's probably exactly what he did.
Right? It's not like he invited them to join him for the game. I think it was the other way around.
The photos that I saw of Wayne in the box, though, it did seem like he was quite focused on the game. And I sort of wonder whether, I would assume that he's cheering for Edmonton. I don't know. I don't follow it, but I would.
He covers the games on the American network that, that broadcast them. So he's a commentator for TNT Sports. So I don't know. I'm assuming that's why he was in the building last night.
Is he supposed to be working? And
he's like,
and he just goes up to him. He's like, I gotta go see Taylor Swift.
I'll be back in 10.
Season 3 of Squid Game comes out on June 20th.
Every person standing here in this room is living on the brink of financial ruin.
It's actually really part 2 of season 2. It's episodes 8 through 13, but the director, the writer, the creator, Hwang Dong-kyuk, has actually revealed why it was broken up into 3 seasons. And basically, it's because of people's attention span. He actually thought that 13 episodes for the second season was too long. That people wouldn't, it's just the current, he said, look, you know, looking at current trends seems to be shorter is better. So why not break it up into 2 seasons? And where they ended, technically, I guess now season 2 of Squid Game with episode 7 was a good sort of ending point. It ended kind of like on a cliffhanger, a good part of the story. But then really believes that the last 6 episodes will wrap up the story, that there will not be a season 4. I'm a little upset.
Yeah. You've liked this new season.
I've loved all of Squid Game that I've seen so far. Like I'm really into it.
I mean, he's right. I mean, the length of television seasons is fewer and fewer episodes. That's the trend. There was earlier this year, there was a show that I absolutely love. It's called The Pit. It's a hospital show with Noah Wiley, who used to be on ER. It's on Crave. And it's 15 episodes. And it was like, oh, this is like almost old school. They drop it once a week and there's 15 episodes because most shows are like 6 or 8 now at max.
Yeah. I mean, The Last of Us, I think was 7. I can't remember whether it was 7.
I think it was 7.
I was upset. I was like, but if you love something, you kind of want it to go on longer.
Yes.
I mean, I get it if it's not good, but if it's good, now what, you're like, it's like, now what do you do?
What's trending? Move 103.5. Under my umbrella, la, la, eh, eh.
Rihanna on Move 103.5. It's 7:32. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, and Dad's Week is wrapping up here on the $1,000 Minute.
All right, caller 25, we're looking for you, but you have to be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dad, 604-280-1035. Hopefully you win $1,000 to take you into your Father's Day weekend, and we'll play after Jamie Fine.
Our love can't go to waste. One look from you is all it takes. My lips on yours, no better taste. Let's not throw it away.
Got two boys, aged 12 and 15. Randy is here to play the $1,000 Minute. What's on tap for your Father's Day this weekend, Randy?
Oh, nothing. Just take it easy day. Maybe, like, have a nice dinner all summer.
Do you think maybe they have a surprise for you planned?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully they always
they
do.
Better,
they
Randy.
Better, they better.
They better.
Do you want us to call them?
Right.
Does a 15-year-old have a cell phone? We can send a text.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
I'm sure Dad gets a surprise.
Randy, good luck. Hopefully you win $1,000. That it will be our gift to you. If not, it is $10 for each correct answer you give us. If you don't know the answer to something, say pass, and if there's time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, Randy. Here we go. $1,000 Minute starts now. Who is the killer in the Friday the 13th movies?
Jason Voorhees.
What is 76 minus 17?
69.
Patrick Reed made history at the U.S. Open for shooting an albatross. What is an albatross?
It's two under par.
Finish the name of this store, Abercrombie and
Fitch.
Is today International Axe Throwing Day or International Pie Throwing Day?
Pie Throwing Day.
Name a TV show that starred the Olsen twins.
Close.
The father and son team of Bobby and Brett each won the Hart Trophy in what sports league?
Hockey. NHL.
True or false, Canada has the most donut stores per capita in the world?
True.
What's the capital of New Brunswick?
Moncton.
It's actor Chris Evans' birthday. What superhero does he play in the movies?
Captain America?
Yep, that came in.
Woo!
Just as the buzzer was going. Okay, so the golf question, actually, Jason Voorhees is correct. The 76 minus 17, though, is 59, not 69, so no money there. The golf question of what is an albatross, that ate up a lot of time. I heard somebody in the background say, it's a bird. I think you were getting thrown. An albatross is three strokes under par, oh, not two.
Never happened at the U.S. Open before. Yeah. Unbelievable shot yesterday.
Abercrombie and Fitch, you got that right. It is International Axe Throwing Day.
Not Pie Throwing Day, although that sounds like it would be fun. Yeah. But it is actually Axe Throwing Day.
More younger.
Yeah. Then you get the next three right. But the capital of New Brunswick is Fredericton, not Moncton.
Oh.
So six correct answers, $60 plus our outstanding Dad's prize pack, which includes a brand new socks, a tie, and a number one dad mug just for you, Randy.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much, guys.
We will courier that out really quickly so you get it.
Happy Father's Day.
Real friends.
Real fun. This is the Dad and Drew Show.
Fun week. Congratulations to all the dads. We'll have another round of the $1,000 Minute that anybody can call in and play like you. We'll do that at 9:35. It's powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Coming up just after 8 o'clock, we have another Shoppers Drug Mart gift card to give away worth $300 with Secret Shopper. That's on the way at 8:05. Before 8, an amazing story about lottery restraint. Lottery restraint, massive jackpot, happened in Canada. We'll tell you about it in just a few minutes.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Hey, it's Drew Savage. It's spring, or as I like to call it, Jiffy season, which means there is so much to do around my home. I'm sure you can relate. And if there isn't enough to do already, my washing machine quit on me mid-cycle. Something like that used to be enough to send me into a fit of panic. But you know what I did? I opened the Jiffy app, and within seconds, I was matched with Mike, who showed up later that day and fixed it before the panic could set in. I've used Jiffy often enough now to know how it works, but I still can't believe how quickly they can get to your home. What I used to wait days for can often get fixed the same day. You choose who does the work, and you're guaranteed your pro is vetted and qualified for the job. Plus, you can read reviews from past work your pro has done. Now, I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know Jiffy is taking care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G Plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. You know how some artists grow to kind of hate their big hit? This is one of those stories, but I promise, still a likable one. Tune in this week to Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, or the incredible story of Vanessa Carlton's 2002 hit, 1,000 Miles. I recorded the episode while riding a piano around New York City. Not really. That would be cool, though. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for stories behind all the songs you love.
Four generations, one epic battle. Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, or boomers. Who's gonna win it all?
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new Wednesday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought, I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
TELUS Anniversary Sale is here. Get Pure Fiber Internet from $75 a month with a price guarantee for 3 years, plus no term commitments or hidden fees. Limited time only. Visit telus.com/deals. Conditions apply.
As a sleep expert at Sleep Country, I've heard some pretty creative solutions when it comes to sleeping hot. But when 11 oscillating fans and ice packs under your pillows just aren't working, know that we're here to help. With temperature-regulating sheets, mattresses, and pillows, we can find a cooling solution that's perfect for you.
Get a mattress starting at $399 at the Sleep Cool event. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Sleep Country.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC Real Estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus this year with 7 winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline midnight tonight.
Call 604-648-4376 or visit heroeslottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Color is a language.
Color is a language.
Blue speaks of youth, sincerity, truth, and spirituality. It speaks of the heights of the heavens and the depths of the sea.
A blue diamond would look fabulous in your engagement ring.
The color of your diamond announces who you are.
Red is the color of fire and life, energy and determination. But mostly it speaks of passion.
What about pink?
Soft, light, and quiet red, pink is the color of romance, joy, sexuality, and love.
Pink diamond is lovely and exotic.
What does yellow mean, Sarah?
Yellow is sunshine, happiness, and light-hearted energy. Yellow is spontaneous and cheerful.
Is yellow the kind of color that would buy a sailboat and sail around the world?
Maybe.
Created in the heart of a miniature star, Spence has diamonds that are pink, yellow, and blue.
Which is the color for you?
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
There are many reasons Chambers Plan is Canada's number one plan for employee benefits, including number 5, rate stability. Chambers Plan members' claims are bundled together with thousands of similar businesses. This helps your premium stay manageable and predictable, giving you greater rate stability over the long term. And when it comes to your business, stability is everything. Are your current benefit rates stable? Maybe it's time to look elsewhere. Chambers Plan, Canada's number one plan for employee benefits. Interested? Learn more at chamberplan.ca.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We still have that road work that's really causing delays. It's eastbound 1st Avenue, the exit from Highway 1, closed for sewer work. So Grandview, Hastings, McGill are your alternate routes. And we have paving in Maple Ridge slowing things down. Westbound Lougheed between 220 and 221. And that is ongoing this morning. Get 20,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart when you open your PC Optimum app, shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value on now, conditions in app. We've got a few clouds ahead today. Sunny breaks tomorrow and then lots of sun on Sunday. Today will be gray though, but not wet. The high will be 17, right now 13 degrees.
Some of them want to get used by you. Some of
1035. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. If you won $65 million, what are you doing? Who are you telling? When are you getting the check? Like, don't you, if you fantasize about winning a big sum of money, like, how soon are you collecting that money? You find out, and you're like, all right, like, for me, I am going down to the office, the Lotto Corporation, that night, and I'm waiting until it opens in the morning.
The only time you will ever go camping in your life is to camp out in front of the Lotto office to pick up your prize the next morning. We fully expect that if you ever do win big, you'll just ghost us. Like, we will never hear from you again. You'll just go, poof, gone, vanished into the ether.
A guy in Toronto, his name is Mohit Sharma. He was, he had a couple of tickets, and he heard that there was a winner, in Toronto, and this is from October 2024. And when the draw happened, a week or two after, he heard, like, oh, somebody locally won. He, like, checked, and he realized it was him, and he won $65 million. He's like, oh, wow, that's amazing. His family together, they had a celebration or whatever. He knew in October when he won. He just picked up his check this week because he wanted to get a team of financial advisors around him.
Brilliant.
Look at him go. This actually sounds like a very familiar plan to me. Mm. I do believe I am familiar with somebody laying out these exact steps in terms of how to behave if you win big in a lottery.
Was it me?
No, definitely not.
What was it, you?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
This is a very Drew thing. Drew has always said that if he won the lottery, that he would hold off and he would get the financial advisors.
I'm not camping out the night before on the streets waiting for the Lotto office to open.
You're just going
to process
it?
Because that doesn't look weird. That doesn't look like a bit of a tip-off. That you're standing outside BCLC offices in the middle of the night. Wonder why she's there.
Yeah.
Wonder what she could be doing there.
That's funny.
I mean, I understand that it'd be important to have financial advisors around you. Like, you want to be smart. But I think the idea of delaying that gratification, like, it's not like, unless you really truly believe that you will blow through that money so quickly, like, I would collect the check and then gather the team. Like, you know, like, what if something was to happen to me before I even got the money? That is also my big fear. That I like that Alanis Morissette song. Like, I get, you know, you get the money and then something terrible happens.
Okay.
So
okay.
I want to get the money and make sure that I have the money, my family would have the money and whatever, and then kind of do through the financial advisors.
Your family would still be entitled to the money. Just because you're dead, it doesn't mean you forfeit the prize. Like, it would still go to your estate. You just wouldn't have the opportunity to...
Well, is that true?
Yourself.
I don't.
So someone walk in there that's not you and pick that, claim that ticket.
If your name is signed to the ticket, because I know you, like,
and
you
you're
always,
dead.
And you die after the lotto was done. Like, it's, you're still entitled.
I don't know if it's ever happened to it.
You're still entitled to it. You've legally shown that it's yours. If your signature is on it, and your spouse or surviving family members can produce it, and it's got your signature on it, your estate would absolutely still get that.
I bet there would be a lot of, like, legal wrangling and stuff, and it would be delayed.
Fair.
And you know,
fair.
And so
you want that money now.
I want the money now.
I get it.
I want the money now. And I think that you can, like, spend some time thinking about, like, really, what else are you going to be doing but, like, sitting on your big pile of money, and then you can figure out who your financial advisors are.
Cackling like a 1940s movie villain. That's Nat.
I'm going to take
After
all my
she's
money.
She's ghosted the rest of us.
Fair enough.
She wants it all in small bills so she can sit on a big mountain of it.
Yeah. That's okay. That's not what I sounded like. And I actually have also been very, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to talk about the times that I have said that I would give you guys stuff, but I've decided I'm walking that back. I don't want it to be held. Like, all of a sudden, you guys are showing up in court.
Favorite bad habit. Oh, rush, oh.
5 traffic. No stalls or accidents. Can you believe that? Wow. How nice way to start the weekend. We do have some paving in Maple Ridge, westbound Lougheed between 220th and 221st, and that ongoing issue, East Avenue exit from Highway 1 closed for First Avenue, and that's for sewer work. So use Grandview, Hastings, or McGill. But again, no stalls or accidents. Buy two pairs of glasses from $149 at Specsavers and choose sunglasses as your second pair to get polarized lenses for free. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca. We've got a few clouds right now, but sunny breaks tomorrow and then plenty of sunshine on Sunday for Father's Day. The high today, 18, right now, 13 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
It's good news and bad news regarding the fires outside Squamish. The good news is that crews were able to battle some of the fire back yesterday, and the bad news is that it's still out of control. Meantime, the Squamish Nation says they've removed valuables from the Alice Lake Longhouse as a cautionary measure to deal with the wildfire. The nation says two representatives viewed the area by helicopter yesterday and identified sites that may be at risk from the Dryden Creek wildfire. Something cool kind of happening up in Squamish right now, and that is that the community is really taking care of the firefighters that live in Squamish. The people in the community are dropping food and donuts and snacks and water off at the fire hall, and the fire chief says they've received lots and lots of emails, texts, and calls with people giving their support. The new Israeli military operation against Iran is giving President Donald Trump a fresh taste of his campaign promise to disentangle the U.S. from foreign conflicts. This all lands as he's dealing with domestic turmoil. Opponents of his administration are rallying in hundreds of cities on Saturday during the military parade in Washington to mark the Army's 250th anniversary. Oilers survived Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, but it took a comeback and overtime to do it. They won 5-4 over the Panthers. The series now switches from the Sunshine State to Edmonton for Game 5 tomorrow.
tomorrow. And beer, fast food, nothing is safe from pickles these days. And now the sweet and sour taste is entering a new frontier, and it's ramen. Cup of Noodles is releasing a new pickle version soon. Dill Pickle apparently is having a moment, marketers say, especially with Gen Z and the young millennial audience.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
All right, this story is ick. But what celebrity says they discovered that their husband was looking to cheat because their eldest daughter saw him on a dating app? I'm going to just apologize ahead of time, and I had nothing to do with it.
That is so gross.
But I'm going to share it with you.
So gross.
What's trending on the way at 8:20?
We have another $300 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card to give away, too. That in our secret shopper contest. But first, Miles Smith is on Move 1035.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. They say you know.